Get him!
An angry alien mob of stomping hooves, flapping wings, and snarling teeth rush past them in the direction the blob was speeding.
Something's up, yo. Let's check it out.
Axo darted toward the commotion. Charlie slumped and followed. In the center of the mob, a writhing mass of shimmering red beetles lurched and lashed out at the spectators.
Swarm!
Axo gasped and slapped a wet palm to his mouth.
Calm down, buddy. Squishy's here to help you out.
Thousands of insects clicked and clacked against the marble floor. Occasionally, a group of outliers would break off from the central mass and rush toward the crowd. The mob rumbled and cursed, and some of the bigger creatures had begun stomping their feet aggressively. Axolotl tapped his chatter and spoke into it.
Axo to bridge! We need another teleport, buddy, and this time it's a real emergency. Lock on to our position and get us out of here!
Sorry, Del answered. I can't do that right now. The teleport matrix has become too unstable to guarantee molecular condensation.
Come on, kid, Axo croaked. No time for worrying. We need a teleport and we need it now.
Axo? Del said slowly, as if stifling his anger. As usual, you're not listening. Without a stable teleport matrix, you have less than a 20% chance of being fully reintegrated. Especially with Swarm in his, swarmy state. I don't think it's a good idea to risk it.
Dang, yo,
Axo grumbled. He grabbed Charlie's arm and pulled him close.
With everything on the fritz today, I'm not sure the Starseed will be able to protect Swarm if this crowd decides to trample him. You gotta do something to make sure they don't.
Stop an angry mob?
Charlie scanned the alien crowd and shook his head.
There's no way I can stop them. Yes, you can. You're the captain. They'll listen to you,
Axo whispered as he stared at the writhing mass of red bugs.
I'm gonna try to calm the old bug brain down and figure out a way to get us somewhere safe. Just buy me some time, yo.
Beads of sweat formed on Charlie's forehead. He'd had trouble speaking to the few individual aliens he had encountered and had no idea how the hell to address an angry mob. He stood petrified, his eyes fixated on their scowling, snarling faces. Axo elbowed him in the side and he straightened up.
Hi. I'm your new captain.
Charlie's voice quivered. The angry alien mob didn't react. He put on his best air of authority and raised his voice.
I said, I'm your new captain. Captain Hongman. These bugs here are Swarm. He's part of my crew, and as you can see, he's not feeling very well right now. We're gonna take him to the,
He trailed off, wondering where the hell you took a sick swarm of insects.
To the bridge,
Axo whispered over his shoulder.
We're taking him to the bridge for medical attention, he continued,
as he took some exploratory steps toward a squat, mossy creature with an enormous nose and glowing red eyes.
Fellow, inhabitants of the Starseed, please stand aside and let us through.
Just 1 second.
The mossy creature hopped up and down, waving all four of its tiny fists in the air.
That heap of beetle dung ravaged my shop. He ate every last spice I had, my entire inventory, even the ignolum extract. Do you know how rare ignolum extract is in this quadrant? Who's going to pay for that, Captain?
Before Charlie could answer, a toothless face emerged from the abdomen of a headless beast standing nearby.
He done wrecked my place, too,
the face said with a drawl.
Them crazy buggers ate all the wood in my shop. It's wrecked.
I'm going to need some compensation as well.
A perfectly flat, pasta-like creature wobbled in the air, snobbishly cleared its throat and added,
He scared away a very prestigious client of mine. You're the captain, for Andromeda's sake. What's going on here?
Charlie
hesitated.
You have my word as captain that everything will be completely restored once we get a handle on the situation.
He spun and leaned into Axo.
We can do that, right? Once Mother's online and everything's working correctly again, she can fix everything in no time.
He kneeled, scooped up a red beetle, and spoke into it like it was a microphone.
Hey, Bug Brain, you in there? Can you hear me?
the angry crowd took a collective step toward the massive insects. Charlie's promise of restoration had calmed them at first, but every time the aggressive beetles lurched at them, their fury reignited. Axolotl sighed, stood tall, and said into his chatter,
"All right, you know what has to be done."